Just gonna wing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what you do. Because I saw that you didn't take any notes or anything, so. So?
Oh, welcome to Mom Jeans, featuring podcast for the bad seeds. Nope.
It's not featuring me.
It is.
I mean,
it's Scotty Jones. It is. What the fuck is? Was that a fart?
Was that a fart?
Was that a baby fart?
I think that was a baby fart. All right.
That was my kid's fart from literally across the room.
All right.
Okay.
Farts, huh?
Farts. Anyways, do I still have to do my introduction?
Yes, you do it, like, at all. Then.
This is the first and probably last episode of Mom Jeans.
That is your introduction?
This is super awkward for me. Yeah. I'm actually, I'm in my own house and I'm sweating really bad. I'm really hot. I feel like I'm talking in front of a lot of people.
You're not.
I'm going to be.
But no, you're actually not.
Anyways, I'm ready for this.
Okay, because it's your episode, so you're in the lead.
Oh, so we just start whenever? Babe, this is putting a lot of pressure on me.
What is?
This. I thought we were just going to talk about Gastonia.
We are, but you have to start it somehow.
Oh.
You can't just, start talking.
Well, when you're putting pressure on me to decide what we're going to talk about, I decided to talk about Gastonia, because I feel like there's a lot of shit to talk about.
Like what?
Like, Gastonia is just, a population of 10,000 pet peeves.
78,000
people. 78,000 pet peeves.
Okay, what's a pet peeve? What are you talking about?
Hair.
What kind of hair?
Mullets.
You're right.
Chunky highlights.
My mom used to date this guy named Smiley. And he had a white mullet. But he was in his 20s.
Dirty feet.
He also died.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Smiley. Not smiling anymore, buddy.
Did he have his mullet when he died?
I'm not sure.
Probably.
He was a NASCAR guy.
Makes sense. Because that's also a pet peeve.
Why?
Because NASCAR is boring.
How is it boring?
It's not a sport. Everybody in Gastonia drives 4 miles an hour, but watches NASCAR. It makes no fucking sense. It makes no fucking sense.
Not everybody here watches it.
Do you watch it?
No.
Because it's stupid.
Okay. You're stupid.
That was really mean. What else is a pet peeve about Gastonia?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Yes, you do. You hate it here.
I hate everything about it. But that's, I mean, that's just it. You know? It's... You know, all of it.
I'm trying to think of something weird that's happened since we've been here. We drove past the homeless person the other day, and he was dipping out and going crazy at the same time.
Oh, yeah. There's a speedy gun nodless. Speedy gun nodless. That doesn't work. Yeah.
I don't know. I
saw a lot of people nodding out that day.
We did. She did too. Yeah, we're like, let's move somewhere quiet and safe for our children. Sorry, Nora.
You're the one that said that.
I know. My bad.
See, if you live in the hood, less things happen to you. Like, we don't have a basketball goal, and I feel like that is a problem.
We're not getting a basketball goal.
Why are we not getting a basketball goal?
I don't like basketball either. I don't like sports.
I know. You know how big of a dickhead that makes you sound like? You're telling me that sports sucks, but you don't like any... Like, you don't even have a one favorite.
A favorite sport?
Yeah.
I would pick hockey.
Why?
Because they fight.
They fight in NASCAR.
No, they don't.
The fuck they don't? They get out of their cars and they try to hit each other with their cars.
No, they don't.
Okay. We're going to go to YouTube and we are going to watch these videos.
That's fine. But you told me to pick a favorite, and NASCAR is definitely, like, in the bottom two.
How is it not a sport? There is 43 positions, and there is one winner.
I mean, that's not a sport. They don't have to do anything. You drive. You pay a lot of money for a car, and you drive.
Actually, you don't pay any money for a car because your sponsors pay for it.
Either way, it's not a fucking sport, and it's definitely not my favorite. I like hockey. But I don't have a favorite team, so it kind of makes me a poser.
190 miles an hour, you're a fucking poser.
Whatever. You can. We're not getting a basketball court.
I didn't say a court.
What's the difference?
I said a goal.
Okay, it's not happening.
Why?
It's so expensive.
No, it is not. You get one and you nail it above the garage.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I don't care.
I'm going to do it. That's okay. The thing. I wasn't asking you.
Oh, well, I bet you $150. Nora, I bet you $150 you'll stop playing it in 2 months.
Well, I'm going to get it after summer. I'm not going to get it during summer.
I bet you $150 you'll stop playing it by January.
Idiot. You said
$150? I'll shake on it right now. By the way, me and Scotty made a bet the other day that the speed limit on 85 is only 60 miles an hour, which it is. And he tried to tell me it's 70. And I bet him $100 and proved him wrong, and he still owes me $100.
You also said... You also looked it up and said it was 65 statewide.
But
so actually, we're both equally wrong, no. And it's actually in the middle.
Every time... If you drive on 85, the speed limit sign says 60, and every single time I look anything up, you're like, why is it true? Because the internet said so? Yeah. Because you try to tell me not everything on the internet's true. Like... 85 is not 65 miles an hour.
When's the last time?
Not in Charlotte.
For somebody that's complaining about the speed limit of 85, why don't you ever go the speed limit?
I do the speed limit.
You barely do.
I do the speed limit. I have a child in the car.
Not 5 years ago you didn't, and you still went 26.
That is not true.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. I really feel like I'm going pretty fast in my car.
You're not. You're just floating. At a soft and steady speed.
I don't know. I think it's probably just because I feel like I don't really tailgate anymore. But maybe I went slow just because I was tailgating and they were going slow.
Because you get in the far right lane and just tailgate somebody and stay behind them.
Because I can't get over.
You can get over. There's nobody in the lanes.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Moral of the story is I'm getting a basketball goal and a basketball.
And I'm getting $150.
How?
Because you're going to stop playing it in 2 months.
You're a fucking nerd if you think that's going to happen.
I don't know. This is making me feel weird.
What?
I don't know. It took me like 35 minutes to decide what we were going to talk about. And I didn't write notes, which apparently I was supposed to. A kid's yelling at herself. I don't know. I feel weird. I'm also still sweating.
Why are you sweating?
Because I'm really nervous.
Nervous about what?
Talking.
You do that every day of your life.
I know. But when I'm at work and talking to people, I'm talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm here, I'm just talking to a 4-month-old.
Okay.
That can't understand me. Or judge me.
So talk about other people now.
Like talk shit on people?
Oh yeah, you can talk shit on any person you've ever met in your entire life. Because that's how the world works. Because you push air from your stomach. And like your vocal, it like goes towards your vocal cords in a certain way. And it makes you want to talk. And then you can put together things and say things, and then you can say literally anything you want. Nothing's off limits.
Yeah, but it is, because if I talk shit on the clients that come to see me...
What do you...
And then they have say...
You, okay, one, this is what happens. You don't use actual names for anything. You've watched 820 episodes of Forensic Files. Those are not real people, by the way.
Those are 100% real people, and I'm not... If you go...
They have changed their names save them.
You're the only person that has not watched Forensic Files.
I've watched half of them, and they're all horrible.
I don't agree.
450 of them. They changed the victims' names and all that shit.
Excuse me.
I don't tell you that much information about people like that.
It's a good show.
It's not.
It is. I literally know how to kill someone and get away with it.
How was the new episodes?
I didn't watch them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, unless there's Netflix. Not any, because the show went under.
Or people just, like, stopped, I don't know.
Caring.
Killing people.
No, it's pretty tight. And, like, it's happening a lot.
Do you want to know how I'd kill someone with getting away with it?
Yeah, actually, I would like to know.
You bury them alive.
Okay, that...
There's zero forensic evidence.
There was a struggle, and there...
No, there wasn't. I'm going to chloroform you, like, while you're sleeping or something... Put you in my car, take you somewhere far away, bury you more than 6 feet deep.
What if their hair gets in your car?
Because, huh?
What if their hair gets in your
car? I'm gonna clean these shit out of my car. I'm gonna clean my car very, very well. I'm gonna bury you, because they have this tool where you can go and scan over the soil and see skulls in it. I saw it on Forensic Files, so I know to bury you more than 6 feet deep. And, yeah, there's no blood. I have to throw away my rags and stuff, but you can throw shit like that away in the river. They can't trace it back to me. It's the way it works. I'm going to bury you alive.
You burn the rags.
Okay, fine. I'll burn the rags. But you can't burn a body, because there's always that one fucking tooth that survives. Always.
That's how you rip their teeth out.
That's too much. It's too much. No, I'm just going to dig one hole and put one part in it.
Do you know how long it takes to dig a fucking over a 6 foot hole?
That's why I've never buried anybody alive.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
Are they on Forensic Files because they got away with it, or...
Nobody buried anybody alive.
Then what are you talking about? How do you think this is going
to
work?
I'm talking about if I hated someone enough to kill them, I would just bury them alive. It's the way you would get away with it, but it would take a lot of effort. I'm just saying. It's the only one. No one ever buried anybody alive on there. And the reason being is because those people got away with it.
I beg to differ.
Okay. Well, how would you kill someone?
Well, I would take a bunch of, like, kind of heavy things. So let's say a D battery. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And I'll just put them... the sock thing's been done. So I would use more like fuck it. I would just beat the shit out of them with a boot.
Until they die?
Oh, yeah. Right in their fucking face.
And then how do you dispose of them?
You walk away.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it at your house.
Okay. That's not going to work.
Do it at their house. How would that not work?
I don't know, because people have neighbors. My idea works and yours doesn't.
Yeah. Or you could do this. Shoot them in the fucking face.
Yeah, there was about 75 episodes of people getting shot and them tracing bullets back to guns, so.
Yeah, that's why you scratch your bullets before you shoot them.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So basically, we're going to... So basically, I know what to expect.
Yeah, I did just get life insurance, so Scotty's worth a little bit of money now.
So if you, like, come towards me with a rag, I'm going to kick your knees backwards.
No, you'll be sleeping.
It's okay. No, I'm going to kick your fucking knees backwards if you do that.
I should not have gotten life insurance.
Has there ever been an episode of Forensic Files where you made somebody so happy they died?
No. No, not at all.
Like somebody died at a Six Flags or something on a ride?
No, nothing happy happened on Forensic Files.
That's why it's fake.
It's not fake.
Yeah.
No, the most depressing shit on TV is what's real.
We don't have TV.
On Netflix. Dead air.
So how would you,
That was another fart.
If you were to, if you, what is that noise?
Oh, but she farted.
No, it's Duke's just prancing around.
And he just hit his head, bass drop.
If you were mayor of Gastonia.
Yeah.
Who would you kill? Guys!
If I was a mayor of Gastonia, who would I kill?
I guess, what do they do? Like, I mean,
I think they make decisions.
Well, decisions on what? Everything's been the same for 60 years.
I don't know.
Like, literally the same.
I think you're supposed to, like, close schools and stuff.
Oh, okay. Everything has been the same. So.
Then does Gastonia just not have a mayor?
I think there's, like, four.
Well, if I was the mayor, I would, I would probably make them close all the salons in Gastonia and close down Gaston Eats, a forbidden Facebook page.
That is what you would.
I mean,
like fuck the meth labs or the.
It's too much work.
Or like the. People nodding off and driving.
Or, that's not my business.
Yeah. Or all the bendos around here. Like
a what?
Bendos.
I don't know what that is.
It is a vacant property that is looks vacant, but on the inside it's where you get to cooking crack.
So it's like a squatter house?
It's called a bendo. Trapping out the bendo.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, you get a generator.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't care.
Don't care about what?
It's too much work.
So you're saying you would become, you would go to school for 16 years to become the mayor of a city and then just
quit? I didn't go to school for 16 years.
Quit?
I would never go to school at all.
Well,
I did.
Let's just say, yeah,
I think, you did. No, I didn't. No, you have for 13 years. Actually, no, you don't, because I didn't go to kindergarten, so...
Why did you not go to kindergarten?
Because I apparently wasn't good at it.
Could you talk, like, kind of in the mic?
Oh, sorry. It's just very loud.
What is? It's supposed to be loud.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't do that, and I got homeschooled 1 year. I don't know which year. That was pre-helmet.
So if we were to homeschool, how would that go?
I don't know.
Like,
would you be our teacher?
Right, but you wouldn't help with teaching?
I can't do math.
You're right.
And I also look at how to spell everything on my phone. Everything.
Yeah,
I also don't say anything correctly.
Yeah, you don't. I'm glad you're admitting this.
And I don't know.
As we're recording.
I don't know anything about history either. So I pretty much could maybe teach her like a little bit of PE, but probably not that either.
You dropped out in 7th grade or 8th grade?
I didn't drop out.
Oh. So you just quit?
No, I went. I just got a job and left school at like 2nd period.
Well, that would kind of, that's probably why you don't know anything about history or math or school or anything, you know, that's probably why.
I guess so.
Because you thought working for the man would be better.
I made a lot of money.
It doesn't matter. Now you don't know what happened in 1776.
What happened? What happened?
Never mind.
Did something happen? Was America born? I feel like Scott Cowan's going to be pulling his hair out at this part.
Do you know any, like, historic dates or anything?
No. That? Titanic sank April, maybe on your birthday in 1912.
It did.
Yeah.
That wasn't a movie, and that's the only reason you know that.
No, I don't know anything about history. Maybe I do. I don't know. Ask me one. I don't know when any of the wars were.
Okay, so don't ask that.
I don't know when or why we assigned anything.
All right, I won't ask any of that. When was the Great Depression?
Was that also when, like, Prohibition was happening? It was? All right, so, like, in the 30s?
Are these guesses, or is this just, like, you might know?
It's like I really might know, but I feel like I'm wrong because I know I don't know any history. I'm going to say, like, 1933.
That was a good year.
Is that right?
I mean, it was around there.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it. Ask me something else.
It's your podcast. You ask me something.
Oh, do you know history?
I heard of them.
When was the Great Depression? Holy shit, I was right.
I know.
I know history. I could teach her anything if we decide to homeschool.
We have Google, so we could
teach. I don't need her it. Anything. I was right.
Okay. What year did the first Back to the Future come out?
Oh, I don't really watch movies that much, so I don't know.
So no movies, no
How about 1987? Is that right?
So no movies. No war history. No documents.
Why am I alive?
That leaves what?
I know a lot about Forensic Files.
Okay.
I also have watched... I know... Yep. Nope, that's about it.
How many episodes were about murders in North Carolina?
I don't know.
So you don't know anything about Forensic Files?
I don't remember. Mm-mm-mm. I feel like I don't really know what this podcast is going to be about still. Ever.
You, the first sentence you said what it was going to be about.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. Gastonia is really hard to talk about because it's actually really boring.
I've actually seen a fist fight over someone talking shit about Dale Earnhardt.
In Gastonia?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. When I first moved here, I was driving on North Tryon. Like, it was like right after you got out of Uptown. And I saw a girl push a guy and then punch him in the face. That was fun.
I saw two grown, when I say grown, I mean about 60-year-old men today at Food Lion, hiding, smoking cigarettes.
When I went in to get ice cream?
No, the first time I went to Food Lion today. Oh,
why were they hiding?
Because they're acting like they're doing something wrong. I don't know. Because
they weren't smoking cigarettes.
It was cigarettes.
This is really hard. You told me I'm awkward. Now all I can think about is being awkward.
Well, I mean... Why is it just now a problem? Like,
because I feel like I've run out of words.
You never run out of words.
No, I do.
When? Now, that's it.
A lot. Yeah, but it's pressure.
There's no pressure.
It's so much pressure. Literally I feel like, none. Yes, I feel like whenever you do interviews, you're like, God, that was terrible. That was so difficult.
Remember when Nell said, like, stay in the mic?
Yeah, but then you're always like, this person just didn't talk enough, and now I feel like you're going to go to your friends and be like, God, she just didn't talk enough.
For your podcast?
Oh. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that this is supposed to be mine, but I'm really bad at it. Should have written notes.
If it was mine, I would have written notes for you, of questions, things to talk about.
Yeah, I should have written notes.
Yeah, I told you, and you said no, and then you got on social media.
I didn't get on social media. I was feeding our kid. I was busy. I was busy. Okay. I actually can't believe she's let us talk for this long.
She yells. She likes to yell.
She's just listening to herself. She's not doing anything wrong. She's not crying.
Yeah, let her yell.
What?
She has more to say than you.
Yeah, because it's just a lot of pressure. I can't think when I'm supposed to.
She doesn't even know words.
I know, but when you tell me I have to think of something, it stresses me out. It really stresses me out. Like, all I can think about is, like, hearing my voice when this is all getting edited and be like, ugh, don't do that. No, delete that part. Oh, why do I sound like
You're
that?
You're not going to hear it when I edit it.
No, I have to hear it.
No.
It's mine. Either way.
When you get a topic and start talking about it, that's when you can listen and edit.
I can't. I'm really bad at it. I can't stay on one topic.
How do you just...
I can do a 45-minute haircut and talk about 75 things.
You don't have to stay on one topic. I don't know where you keep getting that from.
Oh, you just said that.
Just something.
Oh. We could talk about how boring I am. That's all this is doing. I don't think I care about enough stuff to talk about stuff.
Talk about all the bad things that happen in the world and how you don't care about them.
Huh? I don't care about them. So then I feel like an asshole because everyone posts on social media about all the news stuff that they read an article about. And I actually just don't fucking care. So I have no clue what's going on in the world.
Okay.
Because I just like wake up and brush my teeth and go to work and worry about my own fucking self. It's way less stressful. Is that ignorant?
No.
I feel like it is.
It's ignorant to care about yourself?
No, I guess not. There's three things you're not supposed to talk about. Sex, politics, and religion. Because you will, there's no way you'll ever agree with anybody.
What are you talking about?
You're not supposed to talk about this stuff.
On what?
Anything.
Who told you that and where did that come from?
I learned it in beauty school. Because we're about to disagree.
We disagree a lot, so...
That's true. But we're, like, allowed.
Jesus Christ. Hey!
You guys have not played for, like, 2 weeks, so I don't know what you're doing.
Alright,
Stop judging me!
You're not going to, like, try and find it?
I'm trying! This is exactly how hard I try when you ask me where to eat. And I try really hard.
No, this is not trying.
Yes, it is. You don't know how hard, like, how much pressure...
Google it. Just like you Google when the Great Depression
You don't know how much pressure, like, I actually am feeling in my brain right now trying to think of things to talk about.
No, you're just... You're doing this until I give up.
No, that's what you think.
That's what you do. It's not funny.
Because I'm not doing it. It is funny because I'm not doing it. I'm really thinking...
You're not doing it. I know.
No, I'm
thinking change the way you're thinking about it.
I'm thinking so hard.
Okay, then don't think about it.
But what's like,
Google it.
What to talk about? When I think about stuff, I think about like so many words at one time that I actually can't focus. It's like in the Matrix when all those numbers are sprinkling. That's how words are in my head when I'm thinking too hard. It's just they're all sprinkling, but not in any specific order. What to talk about with your BS?
Well, that fucking sucks.
It's a true thing. It's exactly what it looks like in my head.
I'm going to ask... I already know the answer to this.
What's up?
You've never seen The Matrix.
No, I have only seen like half of it. Half of like the first one because I'm pretty sure there's three.
So you don't even know...
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You don't even know what those numbers are.
No, but that's the best way I can tell you what's happening in my brain. I told you, I don't do movies.
I know. You have a whole wall of movies, and you've never even wanted to watch one of them.
What? Ever. No, I love Horton Hears a Who.
Okay, that movie is the worst movie over there. No, that movie is a piece of fucking shit.
It's a cute movie.
That movie can fucking die in a goddamn car wreck.
What's your favorite movie? Wait, let me answer that. I feel like you like all movies. I don't know what your favorite movie is.
Why does she sound like a parrot?
Because she's yelling at herself. What's my favorite movie? You know it because it's like the only one I watch.
You've only seen two.
Yeah, and those are my favorites. What gross and unhygienic things do people do that bothers you?
French braids.
I literally wear my hair in French braids like once a week.
I know, and I've told you probably twice a week that I don't like French braids.
Why?
Because you ask.
Why though? They're so cute.
I just don't like hair that sticks to heads. I think I think you look like Coolio when you do it.
Yeah, but you said if your hair is long, you're going to French braid
Willy,
your hair.
Willy braids, not French braids.
What's the fucking difference?
Look up Willy braids and then look up
I know French what they, braids. I know the difference between
so there is a difference.
So you just want
so
like,
why did you ask me?
So you just want boring ass flat hair on your head and then hair weird hair hanging up past your shoulders.
I'm gonna wear my skull cap.
That's a stupid fucking thing, and it's not unhygienic to have French braids, by the way.
Kinda is.
It's not. It's clean.
Food can get caught in them and shit. So.
Whatever.
What's unhygienic? Or whatever.
That bothers me? I think the only thing that bothers me that people do that's unhygienic is cleaning their fucking ears out with bobby pins and leaving them all over the place.
How is that unhygienic?
It's disgusting.
There's no bacteria in
earwax. It's disgusting.
Earwax.
It's disgusting.
It's not that
bad. Like, when I go to put a bobby pin in my hair that's not French braided and it has earwax in it, that's fucking disgusting. Okay. And annoying.
Well, you should look before you touch.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you, Nora. She also thinks this is disgusting. What habits do you have that annoy other people? Mm-hmm.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
You want me to answer it? Just being an all-around good person.
What is this? This is like a BuzzFeed article, and it says, how often do you feel utterly worn down?
Are you not going to answer the goddamn thing?
Oh, I think literally everything I do annoys people.
Okay, yeah, good answer. Next.
It does, doesn't it? Yes, that is a trick question. Don't answer it. That's super annoying, by the way. I'm going to grab her really quick.
All right. And in this brief time, I want to shout out to Ben and Jerry's for what they do for us. They got a new flavor out. It's called the White Lightsaber. It's got almonds. Good Lord. Almonds, pistachios, some other things in it. So yeah, shout out Ben and Jerry's.
I should be eating my Ben and Jerry's right now, but it's like 5 feet away, so I can't.
It's also too late. You've had 37 minutes to do it.
What?
You've had 37 minutes to eat that ice cream and do this.
I know. I didn't think about it. It wasn't going to help me be any better at it. It was just going to fill awkward space in my mind. But it would still be really quiet on this thing because I'd be eating.
I mean,
say hi. Me.
You don't eat ice cream that quietly, though.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Why don't you tell me these things?
You know how they eat pizza on, like, a Goofy movie? Like, it's
no, I've not seen the Goofy movie.
Of course you have. But it's just, it's like they're, I don't know, it's like, you know, like, Nora's, like, little trash bag sounding thing.
Which is...
No, or like toy that has the trash bag sounding thing on it. Like,
oh, the crinkle thing?
Yeah, that's what you sound like eating ice cream. Is that funny?
It's not funny. That's not what I sound like. Meh, let go. That's not what I sound like.
Yeah, you kind of sound like that.
I don't have time. I eat too fast. Yeah. I eat too fast to make noise.
Why do you not have time? Ever?
Because Nora doesn't let me eat.
When she's asleep?
But then I'm trying to go to sleep. So I have like 30 seconds to eat that ice cream really quick so I can get to sleep faster.
So you're like Charlie with cat food?
Yeah, I guess so. He thinks it's so funny.
Cat food is funny. Eating cat food and shit like that.
Eating cat food so I fall asleep.
Yeah. It's funny. So was that the last question? Or?
Yeah, you're judging me and it's hurting my feelings and I can't do
you're
this.
You gotta be more prepared.
Okay, I'll be more prepared next time. If there's a next time. I did introduce this properly in saying that it may be the last episode.
Way to give up as soon as you start.
That's what I do with every hobby. Hobbies are hard.
Hobbies are easy. That's the thing about hobbies.
They're not easy.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And if I'm not good at it right away, I give up. And I come back and I watch like a season of something and then I feel okay.
How did you go to hair school?
That's not a hobby. It's a career.
So you think everybody that went to hair school is now a hairstylist?
No, there's like almost no one from my class that still has hair.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, if you're paying $19,000 to do something, you're going to get at least like decent at it. But if I buy like crafts offline for like $5 so I can do something, I'm probably going to give up.
But like you didn't even, you've bought things and you haven't even tried them one time.
So. That's true. That's true. I'm just bad at hobbies. I'd rather like sit.
Scroll.
Scroll, I guess. Maybe I'll be better at this next time. I'm definitely not talking to you next time.
Well,
you make it be, you're, it's too much pressure. I feel like you guys didn't have a plan for your first podcast, and that one was so funny. Wait, was it the first one or the second one that was super funny?
We had a plan. I've had a plan for every single one of them. We sit in a room, in a circle.
Yeah, but you guys like drink and shit.
I drink beer and bullshit.
I don't drink beer.
So?
I can't smoke weed.
Why?
Because I feed our daughter.
You know, THC is not bad for you, right? Doctors tell women to smoke weed
when they're pregnant. I don't know. I also don't, like, remember anything, so.
What do you mean?
When I smoke weed, I, like, wake up the next day and you're like, you're making laser noises with your feet. And I'm like, I don't even know if that was true or not.
Put that girl on the mic.
Nora, what do you have to say about this?
More than mommy.
Shut up. You're such a dick. What do you have to say about yourself?
I love you. Do it.
She's under pressure. She can't.
Do it.
Okay, bye.